Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on The One to Count On. For today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Kyoto High School student Phoebe Huber about the Kyoto Coding Club taking home first place in their first ever competition. Well, thanks, Phoebe, for coming to talk to me today. And one of the new things that's happening at the high school is the coding club, and it's kind of gotten off to a good start this year. But first, just want to start our conversation with asking you, why did you decide to join the coding club this year?
Well, I was sitting in my study hall one day, and the coding teacher came in and was like, "Hey, do you want to join a coding club? You're doing really good in our class." So I said yes. I didn't really know what I was agreeing to, honestly, but I'm always up for like new things. So I said yes, and then she told me we started having meetings during our homeroom. So we came in and we talked, and we decided to form a plan to make a video game. It was a 2D platformer where you just kind of get from one end to the other, and it was actually really fun to build.
And was there anything else that you guys have been working on since the start of the school year or since the start of the club?
Well, this was our first year doing the club, actually, so we didn't really know what we were doing, so we all kind of went into it very blindly, unfortunately, but we had a really good team leader. His name was Aiden Conrad, and he was very good at helping us figure out how to use the programs and figure out how to put things together. We worked on all the designs ourselves. We put everything in. We wrote our own code. It was actually really exciting and really fun.
And then you guys recently competed in your first competition. So tell me, how were you feeling going into the competition?
Going in, honestly, personally, I didn't think we were going to place because there were a lot of people there. I think there were like 10, 20 teams just in our little division alone. And I remember walking in and we started getting set up, and this group of guys came up to us and they were like, "What division are you in?" And we told them, and they were like, "Well, you have competition." Those guys ended up placing third, and it was kind of funny to watch the reaction, and it was actually really fun.
And then walking away with first place, looking back on it now, how do you feel?
It was really surprising because I remember them, we were sitting in the bleachers and they read third and then second, and then they read first, and they got to second, and we, all of our team kind of looked at each other and we were like, "We didn't place, we didn't do good." And then we just heard our name and our coach yelled, the two boys that were on our team, they kind of yelled, and me and the other girl on our team looked at each other, and I was almost in tears because it was just so exciting.
And then looking ahead, what are some of the hopes that you have for the club, and what are some of the things you hope to do?
Well, for the club personally, I hope we go back next year and move up a division, maybe win that one too. And personally, it encouraged me to join a dual credit class for coding and computer science. And that was honestly not something I thought I was going to go into in the long run. But now that I've had experience in it, I'm really excited to move forward with hopefully a coding career in the future.
And lastly, would you have any word of encouragement for other students at the school to join the club?
Oh, I would always encourage everyone to join any kind of club. It's always really fun, and you always make new friends. You have new experiences, and worst comes to worst, you try something out, you don't like it, but you got to join a club for free and meet new people and new friends and get to participate in something bigger and maybe discover something that you like.
That's been today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Kyoto High School student Phoebe Huber talking about the Kyoto Coding Club taking home first place in their first ever competition. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.